Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and it's time for our live local interview. I have with me in the studio Andrea Thomas. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Peter.
I don't know how lucky I am that whenever I'm on the air, I get to interview you.
Yay.
This is just a treat. So thank you for coming in. Andrea is the Search Outreach Enrollment Manager, and we're here to talk about open enrollment. And,
yes.
And I detect a sense of urgency in your face and in your voice.
Yes, this year, and it's the very first year, we have 6 weeks of open enrollment. And so the health insurance marketplace is open from November 1st to December 15th. So it's going down from 5 months in the first year to sign up to 3 months to 6 weeks. And we're now in the second week of a 6 week period.
The clock is ticking.
The clock is definitely ticking.
Yes.
So for people who are uninsured, this is your window of opportunity to sign up for insurance on the marketplace. Now, there's some people that are on the marketplace already, and this is their time, one and only time, to renew. And I really encourage people to go into their website or contact us or call the marketplace 24/7 line to renew, because every year you put your information in again, mostly your income information, and update it so that you can get a new price.
But you do have to renew every year.
That's the best. I mean, they will automatically renew you, mm-hmm. but you might not want to be automatically renewed, because it's your chance to look at the right plan for you this year. Mm-hmm. Every year you can change. I think it's really important to know that this year is a little bit different. Not only is it 6 weeks, you know, which is a really short period of time, but the plan prices have gone down this year.
Have gone down. Okay.
I know. Which is amazing. And the reason why is because the state of Alaska worked with the federal government to do a waiver. And we had a group of very expensive people, and they pulled those people out, paying for them in a different way, which has dropped the cost of insurance for everybody else down by 26% to 30%.
So, 26% to 30%.
Yeah,
so you gave me some numbers earlier. You ran the numbers for yourself, right?
Right. So I ran the numbers for myself as if I was over income, right? Because mm-hmm. on the health insurance marketplace, you have to meet certain income guidelines, 100% to 400%. And you have to not be offered insurance from a job. So I pretended I'm self-employed and I make over $60,000 and I'm a single person. I'm just making this up, right?
Yeah, well, it's not too far away to imagine there are quite a few people that fall under that category.
That's right.
A lot of self-employed people.
Right, so people that fish, people that have businesses. Mm-hmm. So if I was over income, what I noticed is that the plan prices were from $300 to $500 cheaper than they were.
Per month.
So for those people that are, you know, felt like the insurance was too expensive, they might want to come back in and take a look at that again. So that's one group of people. Then we have a group of people that really fit in the marketplace. And how that marketplace is special, because it assists people to pay for their monthly premium. And the federal government helps subsidize that, which makes it way more affordable. I just signed up people yesterday, and their cost of their plan was $1.91. You know, $1.91.
Did I hear that
a
right?
month? Yes,
okay.
$1.91, and you know, that's pretty darn cheap.
Yeah.
So for people, you know, it's incredibly confusing for people. So I really want to encourage people to reach out to us. We are a free service. And we have three people here in Sitka, but we serve the whole region. We also have a person in Juneau, and we've also expanded our hours because of the 6 week window. And so we also work from 10 to 4.
And again, when you say
on
our
Saturdays,
program, so
yeah.
This is the outreach enrollment program,
right?
That's offered through Search, mm-hmm. available to anyone,
everybody, and mm-hmm. we serve plenty of people that actually don't go to Search. So mm-hmm. we serve everybody, and our doors are open. Mm-hmm.
And so the hours, again, you're open Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, and then Saturdays from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
new.
So, right, that's new. And so this Saturday, Rachel Michaela Dunlap is working, and she can be reached at 966-8920. And if you want to call her and set up a Saturday appointment, if that sounds great for you, please do. And the rest of the week, you can contact me. I'm at 966-8883. And or if you forget all these numbers, just call search and ask for outreach and enrollment, and they'll direct you to the right person.
Okay, thanks. So if through your outreach enrollment program, you're also you might be guiding people to other ways to sign up. You would offer assistance to help them renew or enroll, but mm-hmm. there are also other resources that people can turn to.
Right.
Websites or phone numbers.
Right. Right. So the official website for the marketplace is www.healthcare.gov. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of fake websites out there. That is the official one, healthcare.gov. I think you remember .gov, right?
Yes.
If you try and anything is official. And then there also, the marketplace has a 24/7 line. So if you want to call at 2 a.m. in the morning and sign up for coverage, you can do that. That's 1-800-318-2596. So that's the official number. And again, I think the thing to remember is there's usually something for everybody. If you're single and make under $20,000 or a married couple making under $28,000, you might be eligible for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. If you're between $20,000 and $60,000 for a single person, you're probably going to get assistance on the health insurance marketplace. And if you're over that, it might be worth checking out and seeing if those plans are affordable to you.
So income is the key. To come prepared with that information. If I were going to come make an appointment with you or Michaela, mm-hmm. and what would I need to bring with me? What do you suggest?
The important things to bring with you are anything that's going to be a good estimate for your income in 2018, mm-hmm. and identification. And you'll have to have an email address. We help people with email addresses because you know, just like anything, setting up an account, they want your email. Mm-hmm. And just some time. It usually takes about an hour to go through the whole process.
There's just so many services that your program is offering. And again, we're 1 week into the 6 week enrollment. How has that changed? How has the shortening of the program, of the enrollment period, changed your approach to this, other than being more anxious?
Right, other than starting the status Saturday hours.
Right.
Well, again, we've been doing Facebook, and we've done some presentations, and we're having ads in the paper, but I think that it's just three things that are really important. You have 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It ends December 15th. If you miss that opportunity, you're really out of luck until next year. Now, Medicaid is year-round, but if you fit into the marketplace, that's your one and only opportunity until next year. So time is of the essence, and I really encourage people to either call the national line or our number. And you know, there's something really helpful about speaking to somebody local. And we're really familiar with the plans that are offered, and we can really help share information about how to use your coverage. And we can help you after you get coverage, because people run into all kinds of problems too after the fact.
What for example?
Well, for example, if you don't pay for your insurance on time, you can lose your insurance. Mm. And I've seen all kinds of things, like people having their insurance cut off or just problems with the insurance company and how they're billing. We can assist with a variety of things, and also people have to send information in. You know, they're required to send some information mm-hmm. in at some from time to time, and we can help people with that too. It's busy. It's busy. I can't even count how many people I helped this week. It's a blur.
I know. I asked you that when we were chatting earlier, and you were really struggling to come up with a number, because I have a feeling that that's a pretty darn high number, and you've got a lot going on.
Right. And so I just encourage people to call. And if the answering machine comes on, just please leave your name and number, and we always get back to people by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired already thinking about it.
Okay. Well,
it's a wonderful service. How is your office funded?
So our office is funded with money from the federal government, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been affected by the cuts that you've been hearing about. So far, so good. In fact, we've expanded, and we have two new staff. We got a grant that is specifically helping families apply for Medicaid and renew for Medicaid. So we have two staff, Michaela Dunlap here in Sitka, and we also have another staff in Juneau that are helping families. So for all the families out there wanting more assistance, we also have people specifically for them. So again, just really keep in mind that open enrollment 6 weeks. It ends December 15th. The plan prices have gone down, mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity to look at things. If you have questions or are running into trouble trying to figure things out, please give us a call at Search Outreach and Enrollment. We're here to help you, and our services are free.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. So to contact you again, 907-966-8883.
Correct.
And if there's if it's busy, which it's likely to be,
yes.
Just please leave a message.
Yeah.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Andrea Thomas. She's the Search Outreach Enrollment Manager, and we've been talking about open enrollment, which ends December 15th. It's not very far away. There are lots of Christmas decorations and things already in C-Mart, so it's just around the corner. Thanks so much for coming in.
That's great to be here. Thanks a lot, Peter.